And now this is a dictation for Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Esterly, E-S-T-E-R-L-Y, April 10, 51, address as a letter, Dr. Sean, S-H-A-W-N, Moon, M-O-O-N, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Moon, follow up for Mrs. Esterly, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidney diabetes, last visit August. No hospital visits. She's concerned about the progressive memory issues, way down from 199 to 187. Tests to be eating well. She's going to do a vegan diet. No vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. No changes in urination. No claudication symptoms. Denied chest pain, palpitation, increase of dyspnea. There has been itching, but no skin rash or mucosal compromise. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. Takes propranolol for palpitation. No blood pressure medicine. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. Pressing weight 187. Blood pressure 122.56. No respiratory distress. Alert to person, place. She came alone. Respiratory, cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no gross edema or neurological deficit, no rigidity or tremors. Next paragraph, chemistry is December, creatinine 1.9, which is baseline. GFR 26 at stage 4, electrolyte, acid-base, normal. Nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, bilateral small kidneys without evidence of obstruction or no urinary retention. Next number, blood pressure normal on a low dose of beta blockers for palpitations. Next number, psychiatry disorder and memory issues. Next number, all other chemistries as indicated above is stable. Come back in 6 months. We discuss about her memory issues, needs to be followed more closely. This is not related to uremic encephalopathy. I explained today the meaning of advanced renal failure. A dialysis is done when a person develops symptoms for GFR less than 15. Symptoms are very late in the course of this. Reason for the blood testing, we discussed that we follow potassium, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and anemia for potential treatment. PTH at least once a year for secondary hyperparathyroidism. All questions answered. Emotional support provided. End of dictation.